Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the ground right to McNeil. That's the ball game.
So here's one way to look at things. Giants take 2 out of 3.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kipe. This is a big old just like, come on. The Giants are stop starters. That's who they've been so far. Like, everything's fine. Long way to go. But it's just like that, like they're a used car. And you're just not sure if they're going to start.
Yeah.
And every time it feels like you're going to get rolling, we turn around and we go back home.
Is that the fuel pump or was that the radiator? Something broke.
Willard and Dibs, final pitch is our nickname for FP. FP Santangelo. Blake Snell on the hill and a chance to sweep. I woke up today thinking time to boogie. And FP, it was not time to boogie.
What's up, fellas? First of all, thanks for having me on.
Hey, brother.
Second of all, this is Michael Myers reporting live from the ballpark after that music you just played for my intro.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A little Halloween-esque, but this Giants team's been a little bit of a horror show.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah,
they just took 2 out of 3 from a pretty good ball club. And today was the second inning, you guys. You guys probably didn't get to see it. You're on the air. You're doing your thing. But they had bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. And when you win the first two games of a series, I always thought scoring first in that game to sweep or that third game of the series or whether it's a fourth game of the series you're going to sweep is huge because you've won two games, and no matter who you're playing, you get them on their heels and you go, oh, here we go again. They're on the board. It's 2-0. It's 3-0. And now as an opponent there, you start thinking they're about to sweep us. And then you start pressing, and you put the pressure on them right away, and you kind of break their will to compete if you can go that far when you win the first two games of the series. But as soon as there was, I think Tyro Estrada popped up, and then there was another pop up by Tyler Fitzgerald, and Nick Ahmed made it out. And so they wiggle out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, and it's in a scoreless game. Now the momentum immediately goes to the Mets. Like, we got out of that. The dugout has life. And after, a day game after night game, and the Mets have scored, two runs in the whole series, to get out of that jam, I felt like gave them life. And then it just got sloppy and weird after that. And it was one of those day baseball games that are tough to watch sometimes because a lot of times teams come out with not a lot of energy, or it appears.
Yeah, and maybe the energy comes from the fact that you had to go with an opener. Walker goes one inning, and then Jelly and Roop don't get it done. Can you look at this team and see that there's a bullpen problem, or is it only a bullpen problem when they get behind because their mop-up guys have not really been able to mop up?
Yeah, I just think it's too early to start throwing labels around. And back to Mark's point, however Mark felt this morning, imagine the clubhouse. You're like getting in your car, you're thinking of sweep, You got your two-time Cy Young Award winner on the mound who has not clicked yet. I mean, it's obvious, right? And then you get word that he's strained or he's not pitching today and he's on the IL. So that was probably a buzzkill for those guys in the clubhouse immediately today when they got to the ballpark, kind of like it was for us fans. So, yeah, guys were thrust into roles. I think Ryan Walker has been doing a really nice job, and he's leading the team in appearances right now. And then Sean Gelly had a tough day. I mean, that was his first outing. I thought the pitch to Lindor, you guys probably didn't see it, was a slider down and in, and Lindor just dropped the barrel on it. And, you know, once the Giants didn't score, the Mets jumped out to a 3-0 lead to simplify the whole game. In those situations as a player, you're just like, man, we had our chance, and now we got to fight. But we've already run 1-2, and 2 out of 3 is good. And also, just another point, I always used to I think it's important as a team to play hard into an off day. Because a lot of times you get in that trap where you take the day off before the off day mentally because you have an off day on Thursday. And the trick is to try to get your team to play as hard as they possibly can the day before the off day, because now you can rest on Thursday. But then there's the day game after the night game. We got an off day Thursday. And maybe you mentally take a break on Wednesday because you know you have an off day Thursday.
You mentioned Snell. What's your concern level?
He's always been a slow starter. Did he have like a 4 right around the All-Star break last year? And, you know, I definitely talked to him a few times and asked him what's going on and how he's feeling. And, you know, it's new scouting reports. It's new verbiage. It's a new city. It's a new town. He lives on the other side of the bay, negotiating the bridge. He talked about a lot of things in the adjustment period that goes to being with a new team. You know, I mean, he had a lot of things going on when we discussed, you know, how he's feeling as a Giant. So, I'm concerned about the injury more than the 12 ERA after 3 starts and being 0-3 or what it is. I don't know how that affects a pitcher, but anytime I've had a lat or an oblique or anything like that, those turn into a month. And then you have to be careful because they said it's a mild strain, so that's good news. But like if you keep pushing that mild strain becomes a big time strain in the abductor thing, and who knows where that goes and how long you're out. So I think they kind of got ahead of that.
FP, help me out with something. You talk to him, and one of the reasons he's having a hard time is because he's got to go over the Bay Bridge?
No, I know, I'm kidding,
but what'd he say? Like, what, and what's he doing over there? He made $30 million.
I should be in the Millennium Towers in the penthouse.
Well, be where you want to be. Like,
yeah. He should have a pool table that he can roll the cue ball across the floor because it's tilted and hit the other side of the plate.
Right.
And live in the Millennium Towers and, you know, the Leaning Tower Pizza over there. No, it's just, I guess my point in saying that is there's an adjustment period that goes with being with a new team, getting to the ballpark. I know you guys are probably rolling your eyes going, well, he makes this much and he should drive into the ballpark. What the hell? But it is. It's all part of the routine. And ball players are all about the routine. And once you slide into that routine, you get into that routine, things become normal. And that routine takes a while sometimes. And I don't know, that whole thing that spring training's been there for 140 years for a reason thing, I mean, that's a big thing. You know, and spring training is for the pitchers. We used to be eye roll all the time because we're like, we're ready to go. We're ready to break camp. But because Joe has to get to 100 pitch mark, we're here for 2 more weeks when we're ready to play. So spring training is all for the pitchers. And when you miss that, you miss that. These are the best hitters in the world. No matter if you're playing the Washington Nationals or you're playing the Los Angeles Dodgers, these are major league hitters. So the reason you ramp up, the reason you start at 20 pitches to 50 pitches to 75 to 100, whatever it is to get ready for that first start of the year. And if you're throwing on the side or you're simulating stuff, it's still not Scottsdale. It's still not getting to know your teammates. It's still not, you know, ramping up for a major league start in a major league ballpark against major league hitters. So, I don't know. He's probably playing uphill a little bit. Now this injury is concerning because now he's really going to be playing uphill
right
when he gets back from that.
You have to re-ramp up, so to speak. Hey, Tyro left the game with what the Giants are calling hamstring tightness. What did you see and what have you heard as it regards Tyro's availability going forward?
I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. He's out of the game. He came out of the game. There was no...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, you guys didn't see it. All of a sudden, Tyler Fitzgerald was playing second and Jungkook Lee was in center field. And then they announced after the game that he left with hamstring tightness. So it's not one of those things where you went, oh, no. And you saw it. He left the game.
What do ball players do when they've got a day off in the middle of a homestand? Talk to me, man. What's happening now?
It depends who you are. Some go to church.
Tomorrow. It's Thursday.
I don't know. Some guys go to Bible study. Some guys go to the bar. Some guys go golfing. Some guys catch up with their family and just do nothing. Some guys come to the ballpark to get treatment. Some guys are studying video of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I doubt it, but some guys might be. I don't know. It's everybody does a different thing. I think it's more about just sleeping in and relaxing and enjoying your wife and your kids and doing absolutely nothing. But I'm sure like some of the guys that are single have probably got a golf match planned somewhere tomorrow, and they're going to go out and enjoy the off day. Even though the good weather is gone, it's turned into winter again. I'm sure they'll find something to do.
Who's been the hitter this year that's impressed you the most so far, FP, through 25 or so games?
Jungkook Lee is the Giants' best player right now.
Yeah, Yeah.
He is. And everybody that thought that, oh, it's a Korean League and he can't hit a fastball. And he's their best player. He's running clean routes in center field. He's getting great jumps. He's going A to B, which I call like there's no zigzag. There's no like hanging a left turn and making misjudge of things. He's ready for the baseball in center. On the last road trip, I was shocked at how strong he is, strong his arm is, excuse me, seeing him in person. He's got a cannon. I asked his interpreter the other day on the bench, I go, how do you say cannon in Korean? And Jung-hoo was right there and they all started laughing. I'm like, cannon. And I was showing him his arm. I forget the word though, but I knew it for a couple minutes.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
What cannon is in Korean? But like just his at bat, he's putting the ball. Isn't it beautiful? This is where I sound old. Isn't it beautiful to watch a guy battle with two strikes and to foul off pitches and then to put the ball in play, maybe just flip one out there over shortstop and get a hit? And who cares if he grounds out the shortstop because maybe the shortstop boots it, so you're giving yourself a chance to get on base and not just taking these big, huge 3-0 hacks and striking out with two strikes. He's fighting. He's battling. He's engaged in every at-bat. He's not giving one pitch away. There's certain times as a hitter where you just go up there and, yeah, you're a little bit brain dead. You got two hits already. And, you know, you're not focused as you should be. He's locked in every single pitch. So whether his jumps at first is something that he's going to work on. He's gotten thrown out a couple times stealing, but he's running hard to first base every single time, which I don't know when that became a thing. But now to see somebody run hard to first base is pretty cool. And he's there in my mind, in my opinion, in the early part of the season, I think Jungkook Lee is their best player.
Depot, Is that what they said? Daepo.
No, Chungyang.
No, Daepo. No. That's not a word.
I think it was. I think it was Daepo.
Daepo.
Sure that
what
was
are you
it.
Doing, yeah. Lucas? What are you, like, this isn't hard. You just put it into Google. Daepo.
He's thinking of the word canon, C-A-N-O-N, Lucas, as in like a collection of books. You had the wrong canon.
There's not two canons. Are you kidding me?
Or like the camera. Hey, yeah, how'd you spell canon, Lucas?
Unimportant. He spelled it with one N.
C-A-N-O-N.
I mean, like,
he's
honestly.
He's having a bad segment.
Rookie mistake.
FP, you...
No, that's canyon, Lucas.
You come in here for this show. Like, is it unbelievable what we deal with or what? It's unbelievable.
It's super remedial all of a sudden. But yes, it's a... It's not Diane Cannon on the sidelines at a Lakers game.
Exactly. Or Cannon Berry, Rick Berry's youngest son.
Daepo.
Thank you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Hey, FP, Brandon Ayuk, what do you think?
They're not trading him on. They're not trading him, are they? For a second round pick? No.
I hope not.
I like Brandon a lot, and us Niner fans, we can't trade him. No. He runs the cleanest routes. He runs the best routes on this team. He's a budding superstar. He's like Kuminga, but like ahead of Kuminga.
He's the Jung-Hoo Lee of the Niners. He runs those clean routes. He goes A to B.
He does, and he has a cannon. He does. He
Daepo.
Just never see him throw because he catches the ball.
He's got a Daepo. That's exactly right.
What do you guys think? What is your take on it? I mean, you don't want to trade this guy.
I'm a hard no of trading Brandon Ayuk, and that's with full awareness that they may have to move off of someone next year that's uncomfortable, such as Deebo Samuel, but that's the route that I would go.
100%. And Michael Silver, who I love and I think does an awesome job, got everybody all fired up today. And I was all worried now. And I woke up and now I have anxiety about Brandon Ayuk getting traded.
No, but
you should be worried because he's on the move. And
I think he's right. I think Mike wrote is right, don't you guys?
Yeah, I do too, but it just got me worried, and I don't like that.
Well, they'd be foolish if they didn't listen to good offers. And if they get a second and a third, you pull the trigger. He's asking for too much money.
Yeah, but just like, it's not our money. That's what I always say. Like, when I first got back in San Francisco, they can't pay Jimmy G. What are you talking about? I'm like, why are they getting rid of Jimmy G? He's gone to the NFC Championship. He's gone to the Super Bowl. He's on field six throwing footballs into garbage cans with no friends. And they're just, they can't pay him. And then all of a sudden, they paid him. And he did a great job. I'm not worried about that. Pay Brandon Ayuk. I think he's a superstar.
They're going to pay Brock Purdy, too, next year, and he does not really have a Daepo.
He does not have a Daepo.
No, he does not have a Daepo.
It's been injured. It's been operated on, and it's just kind of – it's not a – I don't know what a toy cannon is.
Yeah, he's got like a garden hose.
I talked to an individual that coached in the NFL for 35 years the other night. We had a really good talk, and I don't want to bring his name up. You guys would know him very well. He's a very well-known football coach in the NFL.
Come on, FP. You can't, like, if you want to keep something anonymous, then you can't talk up how amazeballs it is and then still stay anonymous.
And give him their full resume of 35 years in the business.
It rhymes with Morv Werner.
Okay,
I talked to him for a while about a lot of things. And then we had a nice conversation about football, and we talked for, I don't know, about an hour. And I saved the question I wanted to ask first for last, and I asked him what he thought about Brock Purdy. And he said that he likes his game and his intangibles and the way he approaches it and his confidence. But
he thought that
a lot of the decisions that he's been making are going to get him in trouble. Or could get him into trouble moving forward. And he was wondering if maybe he comes back a little bit or he just keeps going forward. And I think it's based on who's around him. And I think these are things we all know, right? I mean, it wasn't like news-breaking things. They're things that we all kind of figured, right? Like, it depends who he's surrounded with, the plays that Kyle calls for him, and the decisions he makes. But the ad-libbing stuff, I think, was kind of a concern on how that evolved moving forward.
And Morv was a great coordinator, too, in his time, no doubt.
Morv was a fantastic offensive coordinator, pretty damn good head football coach for a long time.
FP, thank you, sir.
All right, guys, I miss you. It was fun talking to you, and I hope you have the best rest of the show ever in the history of the world.
Yeah, what are you doing next? Are you where are you going? What are you doing?
I'll be in Philadelphia for the Philly series, and then on to Colorado for the Rockies series, and then I'm in Pittsburgh toward the end of the month in May. So.
Okay.
All right.
Those are three nice ballparks.
Yeah, you didn't get the Boston trip, unfortunately. You just got the back half of that.
No, if you're a Hall of Fame broadcaster, you get the Boston trip, should get the Boston trip. Yeah. That's how it should be.
That makes sense.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon, I hope.
All right, guys. Take care. See
you. Okay.
Ya.
All right, there it is. Final pitch with FP.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.